Mark chapter 9, commencing at verse 14 through to the end of verse 29. When he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, "What question ye with them?" And one of the multitude answered and said, "Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit, and wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples, that they should cast him out, and they could not. He answereth him and saith, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground, and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft times he hath cast him into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out, and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, and lifted him up, and he arose. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. We have, beloved friends, this wonderful record of the deliverance of this dear man's son that Satan was trying to destroy. But the Lord had a favour toward him. And Let us just look at a few things concerning the case. First of all, he brought his son to the disciples. Now, those disciples had been given power to cast out devils. It was a special gift the Saviour bestowed upon them, and to heal the sick. On this occasion, they could not. The adversary was so powerful, but there was a reason why they could not. And Jesus, in their closing verses, what we read, told them why they could not cast him out. And the reason, of course, first of all, why they couldn't cast him out was because of their unbelief. But secondly, he said to them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. The second thing I would name concerning this wonderful case was what Jesus said to the dear man as he brings his son to, or hears the case of his dear son, and how Satan was tearing him, and he was foaming and gnashing with his teeth and pineth away. There's no doubt the devil was out to destroy. And we see here the great power of Satan. That even when the Lord Jesus called the devil out of him, Satan, as it were, was trying to have his last fling. And we read, and the Spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said he is dead. So great was the power of Satan, trying to destroy him. But he could not, could he? But what led me to this word was what Jesus said after the adversary Satan had so attacked the dear lad. He said this, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? But then these words, and they seem very sweet to me as I came back from preaching to Black Boys last evening, that beautiful word, bring him unto me. See the love in the Saviour. The disciples couldn't deliver him. They couldn't cast the adversary out. But Jesus, in his love and compassion and mercy, says to the dear Father, bring him unto me. And I thought, you know, what a wonderful word. And may that be a word in season to us this evening. You may have things in your own heart, in your own soul, that burden you and weigh you down. No man can help you. You cannot help yourself. You sink lower when you try. But bring him unto me. May we be given grace and faith, as the dear Father had here, to bring him to the Saviour. And why did he bring him to him? Because he believed that the Lord Jesus would deliver him. No other could. Bring him unto me. Now you think in your own heart, in your own pathway, those are laid upon your heart to pray for you. Bring him unto me. Don't take him anywhere else. Why? Because in the Saviour was everything that this dear Father needed, and the dear child. And not only this, they were one. Because what did the Saviour enable the dear man to say? If thou canst do anything, have compassion on us. And do you not desire, you see, well, they were one on us. He didn't pray for the child's deliverance. The trouble with the child was the father's trouble too. And it's often like that, you know, looking at it in a natural way, with a dear mother when their little child or babe is sick and not well. The babe is troubled because of the sickness and the affliction upon it. And the mother's troubled because of the child's trouble. They're one together. And we find here with this dear man, this wonderful oneness. You know, when the Lord lays in our heart one to pray for, what do we have to do? Bring them unto the Saviour. He alone can undertake for them and deliver them. He alone can appear. And it may be there's one here tonight and you may have some particular burden upon you. It may be in providence. It may be in your work. It may be in the family. It may be in your own soul. Bring him unto me. Don't take it anywhere else. We find in one of the hymns, don't we? Take everything to God in prayer. Bring it unto him. And we need faith to do it, don't we? And we need grace to bring it unto him. Not try and manage it ourselves. You see, the dear man and the dear child, they'd sunk so low that no man, not even the disciples, with all the grace and all the help of heaven they'd been afforded, could deliver him. It was only the Saviour. But what does he say to the dear father in reply to that question? But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And look how the Lord gave to the dear man living, vital faith. And what does he say? And straightway, the father of the child cried out, and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. Notice how he said, I believe. It wasn't from a hard heart, was it? It's easy for man to say, I believe, and they be as hard as the seat they sit on, or as hard as a rock. He said with tears. In him was gracious humility. In him was real reverence and real grace being manifested. Oh yes, and living faith. He said with tears, Lord, I believe. But then he adds this to it, help thou mine unbelief. In other words, take away all that unbelief that plagues me. And you know, if we know our own heart and he gives us a grain of living faith to believe, we shall know what it is to plead with the Saviour, Lord, take away that unbelief. Remove it all. You know, there's some solemn warnings in the Word of God against unbelief. He kept the children of Israel in the wilderness 40 years. Unbelief. Solemn thought, isn't it, really? The hymn writer said, blind unbelief is sure to err and scan God's work in vain. It's a solemn sin, isn't it? But what a blessed thing when the Lord gives his dear people, like he did this dear man, faith to believe it. And as soon as the Lord gave him that faith to believe the Saviour would deliver him, what did the Lord do? He worked. And what did he do? He cast out the adversary Satan. And we read this. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him. And he entered no more into him. See how wonderful the deliverance was. Satan was not allowed any more to enter into him. And then we read this. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch that many said, he is dead. And then this beautiful word, and may the Holy Spirit apply it to us each this evening. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. See the power, the mighty power of the dear Saviour. In answer to that beautiful word, bring him unto me. And as we are helped, may we this night bring our burdens, our concerns, our exercises, whether we speak or hear, unto him, who is able to do for us far exceeding abundantly than we can ask or even think. Well, may the Lord forgive anything I've spoken amiss and bless this precious word to our souls.